If you run an e-commerce business, you can relate to the amount of work it takes to produce something great. And of course, you want to optimize your workflow and reduce costs. That's why I want to say a big thank you to our partner, ShipStation, and perhaps introduce you to them as well. If you are not familiar with ShipStation, they've been supporting Side Hustle School for years. They have helped so many of our listeners make things much easier, automate their shipping tasks, help them scale their business, and also, this is not a small thing, save thousands on shipping with industry-leading carrier discounts. ShipStation is the innovative tool that helps turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code HUSTLE to sign up for your free 60-day trial. 60 days free. ShipStation.com, code HUSTLE.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I am a big fan of daily projects, particularly this one. And there's some others as well, but Side Hustle School has been going for 2,621 days in a row without a break, 7 days a week, of course. So I loved getting today's question in because the question is about maintaining momentum for daily projects. And you can also think of this as any sort of semi-regular project. I think in daily, but it could be weekly or every other day or some other cadence. Are you running a daily project, a semi-regular project, and starting to feel the repetition weighing you down? How can you keep the momentum up? Well, many side hustlers, online creators, whether you're a photographer, a blogger, something else entirely, coder, a cake maker, I don't know, you know, anything else that we've talked about in more than 2,000 episodes, you could face this challenge. And how do you, in fact, keep that spark alive if it's the right thing to do? That's also an alternative, you know, to just stop doing it and do something else. Let's talk about it. We're going to hear from someone who started a daily photography project. I follow some of those on Instagram and elsewhere. It's always fun to see, like, you know, how the project evolves and if the person is able to maintain, you know, if they're able to kind of see it through whatever they committed to. So what are some tips or strategies Alex is asking for? I'll let him ask the question, then my detailed response right after the quick break.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey there, I'm Alex, and I've recently started a daily photography project, sharing a new image each day on my blog and social media. Initially, I was like excited, but now, a few months in, I'm starting to feel a bit bored and less motivated. Do you have any tips or strategies for keeping daily projects fresh and interesting? And how do other creators deal with the monotony that can come with daily content creation?
Hey, Alex, congrats on the project. I am a big fan of daily projects, of course, not just with the blog, but some other stuff I do. There's just a lot of momentum to it. The flip side, of course, is it can get tiring, it can get draining, it can become a bit of a burden. So what you want to do, assuming you're still committed to it, I also think there's nothing wrong with saying, you know, I'm ready to move on to something else, that's okay. But assuming you're still committed to it, then you want to kind of make it work for you. Like find a way to ask yourself, like, what can I do to continue to be motivated by this so that it's not monotonous, it's actually inspiring and engaging. One thing you can do is having some themes, so like a weekly theme or a monthly theme, or like I'm just going to do this kind of photography for a while. Perhaps some collaboration could also be good. Collaboration, inspiration, some kind of partnership or cross-pollination. Audience engagement really matters a lot. Like if you're able to have people responding to comments or, you know, hosting a challenge of their own or participating, that can also drive a lot of external motivation, which then helps you get going. Maybe something I should have said at the start is your daily project could be 5 days a week. It doesn't have to be seven. You can build some breaks into the process, or it can be a daily project for a month. It doesn't have to be a daily project for a year. You know, you can set parameters. A lot of podcasts have seasons where they then take off for months at a time. So there's lots of different ways to do it. I think the key point is to find a way to make it work for you. And whenever you start losing the momentum, just ask yourself, what can I do to rework it a little bit? Milestones, you know, and timelines along the way are always good as well. So I think it's a wonderful thing, but it has to work for you. So just adjust it as you see fit. Good luck with the project, Alex. Listeners, I want to make sure I'm supporting you too. So let me know how things are going, what we can do to help. SideHustleSchool.com. Continue to feature questions and input projects from listeners along the way every single day, 7 days a week, because it's a daily project. That's all for now. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.